We're reading the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're in item 63.
Okay, let's start and see. Maybe we have to go back a little bit.
Item 63. We might wonder at the fact that there is still a great distance between them with respect to their coarseness, since Nekudot of Sag come from the coarseness of phase 2 and have nothing of phase 4. And although they are the level of Zeranpin, it is not like the level of Zeranpin below the Tabor of Ak, which is Zeranpin of phase 4. Thus, there is a big difference between them. The answer is that the coarseness is not apparent in the Potsuf during the clothing of the light, but only after the departure of the light. Hence, when Patsuf Nekudot of Sag appeared at the level of Zeranpin, descended and clothed at the level of Zon from Tabor of Ak downward, phase 2 and phase 4 were mingled together and caused the second restriction. This created a new Siyum at the place of Bina of Guf of that Partuf, and also caused a change in the place of the coupling, making it Pedip of the Rosh instead of the Nikve Naim.
Movand? Lo?
Is this clear? Or not? Okay, we'll draw it again. What can we do? So, we have our Galgalta. How it expands downwards, down to its Tabu, from Osh to Siyum, afterwards Ab,
Rosh veguf, Acharav,
Rosh and Guf, after that, Sag,
Rosh veguf,
Rosh and Guf.
Besag yesh izdachichut miyuchedet.
And there's a special refinement in Sag, because we, these Pratsufim, get rid of the light of Chokhmah. There's no Chokhmah here in the Kudot of Sag. Therefore, they can all descend below the Tabu and fill the Nehi of Galgalta with the light of Chasadim.
עכשיו, מתוך זה שהן יורדות למטה וממלאות את הנהי לגלגלתה באור החסדים,
now, from descending into Nehi of Galgalta and filling it with Chasadim, they receive an impression from Galgalta from phase 4.
וכאן זה חסדים.
Here's Chasadim.
חסדים. בסדר? טוב. וכאן זה דלת. חסדים זאת אומרת שתיים.
Here's four. Chasadim meaning two over two. Two of clothing, two of coarseness. Then they are impressed by phase four that is here at the bottom of Galgalta, and then phase four influences Nekudot of Sag. Nekudot of Sag then feel themselves divided into two, a part that is called
Shinikra
this part below the Tabor. They were impressed by Nehi of Galgalta. We don't take into consideration what exists above Tabu. We take into consideration only that Patsuf that is below the Tabu, from Tabu until Siyum.
And
in that Patsuf, we say that there are 10 Sfirot because anything that
that
has a new role. We can take even each and every part and divide it into 10 sfirot each. So we have here
Bina,
Keter, Chochma, Bina,
Bina, Chesed,
Chesed, Gvoa, Tiferet.
Netzach, Hod,
Netzach, Hod,
ve Malchut.
Yesod and Malchut.
Chelik hazeh, ma she'anachnu oshav tziyanu.
This part that we just drew.
Chelik miparzuf nekudot de sag.
This part of parzuf of nekudot of sag. Which extends below the general taboo and mingles with Nehi of Galgalta. It bestows its light to Nehi of Galgalta. This is the light of Chassadim, Bina, and it awakens the Malchut, and Malchut influences this Patsuf and awakens in it a desire of her own, a desire from phase four, a big desire. And then in this Patsuf, a desire to receive awakens. It's not receiving, but a desire is there. So all those vessels that were here below Tiferet, they're all vessels of reception. And they had to receive only on the level of Bina. Now they want to receive on the level of Malchut. The level of Malchut. Therefore, these vessels get restricted. They feel that Malchut has arrived and it awakens in them a great big desire to receive. And that's why they restrict themselves. And they don't want to use of their will to receive. The light can expand down to here from above. But no more. Cannot go any lower. And this place is called Pasa.
Parsa. Zeu.
That's it.
אנחנו צריכים להבין רק שכאן זה עניין של המלכות.
You just have to understand that here is מלכות.
בני דגלגלת, וכאן בסך.
נהי of גלגלת. And here, in general, what's here down below is the degree of Bina.
As Malchut,
so Malchut, which influences Bina, awakens the will to receive in parts of the vessels of Bina, and therefore obligates them to restrict themselves. That's it, so there's no light here, and here there is light of Chassadim. Let's take a couple of questions and we'll move on.
What does it mean that where he writes that even though they're in the degree of Zera Anpin, it's not like the level of Zeranpin below Tabor De'ak? How is that Zeranpin? How is Nekudot De'ak the level of Zeranpin?
Nekudot De'ak, yesh laem
Nukudot of Sag are, they're no longer Sag, because Sag is Bet. And Nukudot of Sag is what comes out of the Bet. It's already, it's like Zeranpin of Bina. Zat of Bina.
איפה זה כתוב? בעוד סמך גימל?
כן.
Where does it say so? 63?
Yes.
Yeah, let me read. We might wonder at the fact that there is still a great distance between them with respect to their coarseness, since Nekudot of Sag come from the coarseness of phase 2 and have nothing of phase 4. Like in Nehi of Galgalta. And although they are the level of Zeranpin, of Sag. Because they were refined from Sag. Sag is Bet of coarseness. But this is Nekudot of Sag is already Aleph of coarseness. It is not like the level of Zeranpin below the Tabu of Ak. You can say that below the Tabu of Galgalta there is also the degree of Zeranpin. No, there it's Zeranpin of phase 4. Thus, there is a big difference between them. Between what you have in Nehi of Galgalta, where it's. There they don't want to receive anything, and here they don't want to receive anything. But there they don't want to receive anything because they have no screen. And the will to receive is great. Whereas here, the will to receive is small, and it doesn't want to receive, but it wants to be in bestowal, in equivalence to, with the Creator, with the Keter. That's why the difference between them is big. The answer is that the coarseness is not apparent in the partzuf during the clothing of the light. Meaning, if the light shines, we don't feel the coarseness. The coarseness is working in order to hold the light in it. But after the departure of the light, hence when Partsuf Nekudot of Sag appeared at the level of Zeranpin, descended and clothed at the level of Zon from Tabu of Ak downward, then phase 2 and phase 4 were mingled together and caused the second restriction. This created a new scene with the place of Bina of Guf, of that Partsuf. It also caused a change in the place of the coupling, making it the Pe of the Rosh instead of the Nikve Enayim. Meaning, the screen descended from Nikve Enayim to Pe of Rosh.
So the
degree of Zeranpin, what is that? What is this discernment, the degree of Zeranpin?
The degree of Zeranpin is Aleph of coarseness. Bet over Aleph, 2 over 1. This is the degree of Zeranpin. Bina is degree of Bet, second degree.
Thank you.
Дорогой Раф, вот у меня вопрос по поводу вот смешения Бины с Гальгальтой. Вот как происходит это
переход? I have a question about the association of Bina with Galgalta. How does this mingling occur? Previously we learned it's a gradual process.
Right. Well, the minute the light appears, the light that appears in the Partsufim determines how near or distant these Partsufim are from one another. That's how it is. The minute the light appears in the Partsuf, you have, let's say, a big barrel and a small cup. But in both, you have milk or wine. It doesn't matter. No, but they have the same thing inside. That's why, according to what exists in them, they are close to one another. So, if the lights appear in the Partsufim, we don't see the Partsufim themselves, but actually the light in them. And then, according to the closeness of the light that are in them, we see that they are nearby.
this equivalence would according to what it happened. Does it happen?
Because Nehi of Gilgalta and Nekudot of Sagar are related, they're close according to the lights. There's a lot of chasadim. In Sag that descended below the Tabu. And there's also the light of rejection of chasadim, light of chasadim in Nehi of Ak of Galgalta, and then they can come close to one another. They can actually connect because the lights in them are of the same kind. We'll learn about how it's happening. This is ahead of us.
Manase piti shvaisri.
Hello, Rav. In the action of the restriction, the four sfirot that restrict, what happens to them, basically?
In the act of restriction, when they are restricted, what do you mean what's happening with them?
Do they rise or do they stay in the same place and stop working somehow?
I didn't catch. Say what you mean.
According to what you drew, the Nehi of Nekudot Desag below the Palsa, during the restriction, do they rise upwards or do they stay there?
Why should they rise?
Because it is said that Malchut rises to Bina.
This is the meaning of Malchut, who is here. And Bina, that is here. Malchut rising to Tiferet. Tiferet is called Bina of Gufa. And then Malchut controls all these desires, all these qualities. So they will all be in the will to receive. And the domination of this, of the Malchut over these Sfirot is called the second restriction.
This means that only the Sfirah of Malchut rises above the Parsa and the other three.
The domination of Malchut rises from its place to the place of Parsa. The dominion, the control. Malchut itself cannot rise, cannot climb anything. We maybe refer to it in this way as sort of a shorthand for the language, but no one can go up or down. I'm saying the control.
I don't understand what it does mean that the dominion, the control rises.
Malchut, it's will to receive. Is now revealed from the Sfirot that are between her and Tiferet.
Moscow 6.
А почему изменяется место зивуга?
Why does the place of the zivug change? From Pedrosh to Nikvenaim. Does it happen according to the change of the place of the siyum?
The place of zivug, of coupling, is a place where the screen stands. And he says, up to here I wish to receive the upper light in order to bestow, and below this place, my lower desires, I'm not able to aim them in order to bestow. That's what's happening. That's what we see is happening. PT
25. Good morning. Rav, these two potsufim of Galgalta and compared to that, the new potsuf, with this new siyum, which of them is more bestowing, the new potsuf or?
The new potsuf bestows or influences Galgalta.
It has a bigger deficiency than Galgalta.
Doesn't matter, your baby influences you more than all the other grown-ups around you.
How come?
Ask yourself, who's the head of the family? You or the baby?
But we say that there's none as wise as the experience, because you have experience here.
Shlomo, I don't understand what you're saying. Where is the will to receive that we now have to serve? It's revealed in the Kudot of Sag with the new desire.
Right, but the direction was always to bestow more and more, but there's more of a deficiency.
So we have to bestow according to the deficiency. We have to bestow according to the deficiency. It now appears in those vessels. If we will fill all these vessels with the upper light, it will be the end of correction. What is the end of correction? The end of correction is when the upper light needs to expand from the end self, infinity, down to the world of this world. And the second restriction is the other way around. It's stopping it here in the Parsa.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends, worldly. So, as a result of this, we can understand, according to what's written, that there is equivalence of form between the discernments of Nekudot of Sag and Zon. Meaning in this state, our Vak is the Katnot. Is this correct?
Correct.
And Vak, so, wait a minute. If this is so, inside of Vak, there is the light of Hasidim and the illumination of Chochmah. As a result of that...
Well, where did you take that from? After the second restriction, you don't have that.
So hold on.
I'm not sure you don't understand.
What I'm asking is about the siyum when we're getting the same 10 sefirot of the patsuf.
Not the same, but you can always say it about each and every detail that it has 10 sefirot.
Thank you very much.
Okay, PD 33.
Usually the light of Chassadim comes as a result of the rejection of the light of Chochmah, and here it spreads like the light of Chochmah in Nekudot Hesag. How does this happen?
Chassadim comes to the vessels of bestowal. If there are any vessels of bestowal, that's where the light of Chassadim will expand it to.
If I may, one more question about the last item. He says that until the coarseness, meaning the coarseness is not felt before the clothing, how does he know that the light clothes if he doesn't feel the coarseness?
I don't know what you're talking about. Where does it say that?
It writes that the coarseness is evident in the patsuf only after the departure of the light.
Yeah, because the moment the light clothes in the partsuf, you cannot discern the coarseness, but only the light that shines in it. When does the coarseness appear? When there's no light in the partsuf. The light departed, then you feel how thick is the partsuf.
Oren
is asking, so how can it...
So the question is, how can it clothe if you didn't feel the coarseness previously? How does the light clothe in the partsuf if you don't know what the coarseness is previously?
How can it be? I mean, where's the Rashimo? Where's the coupling striking? How did the light clothe in the partsuf? It performed an action on the coupling and striking on the Rashimot that are in the screen, and that's how he clothed in the partsuf, as usual.
So what's not clear is why he writes that the coarseness of the partsuf is only apparent after the light departs.
When the light is clothed in the patsuf, the coarseness is not apparent. The coarseness is supporting the light in the patsuf. The coarseness is holding the light in the patsuf. The bigger the coarseness, the bigger the light. Because the coarseness is also with the screen and with the coupling, with the drawing of the light.
Is there a difference between during the zivug and the departure? Does the coarseness change?
Of course, one is tamim, one is nekudot.
So what defines the coarseness of the patsuf during the this drawing or the departure?
The shimot, the netunim, what coarseness does he use and what for? I don't understand your thought process.
What's not clear is when it clothes, it has courses that defines how much the light can spread. That's one definition.
Yeah.
When it departs, the definition changes.
Of course, beforehand, the coarseness was helpful, it contributed to the expansion of the light in it, but now when the light departs, the coarseness shows how the Parsuf is different from the Creator, and that's why the light departs.
Is that the difference between Tamim and Nekudot?
Exactly. That's the whole thing. How do we use these parameters, the coarseness, the light?
Rehovot.
Rav, בכל זאת לא ברור למה אחרי זיווג.
Rav, it's still not clear why after the zivug in Nikve Einayim in the Rosh of Sag, the world of Nikudim closes below the taboo.
יש לו רק אור דחסדים.
Because it only has the light of Hasadim. That's why it can clothe in places where the light of Chokhmah cannot clothe. And if there's an opportunity, then each and every light tries to, is happy to fill all the available vessels in order to fulfill them.
But that's no longer a Zivug Bet Bet, it's Bet Aleph, restricted.
Moreover, it's the degree of the Anpin of Bina. It can go below the Tabu.
PT29.
Can we say that Chasadim is a state? When there is chasadim in the lights and there is chasadim in the desires?
Yes, yes, of course. It can't be any other way. It cannot be a light of chasadim if we don't have a vessel of chasadim.
When
a kli feels itself to have coarseness, but the coarseness is not enough to receive in order to receive, but it can at the very least perform an act of bestow in order to bestow. So he does it. He's happy about it. Happy in his lot. And that's why it can go down even below the tabu. And it has a screen that protects him. So he would work there as Bina.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, it's not clear why in Patsuf Sag you call the vessels that below, that are below Tabu, you call them the vessels of Bina. It's Malchut there. It's Bchina Dalet.
Although the vessels of Nehi, of Galgalta, but inside those vessels, what expands there in those vessels of Galgalta are the lights of Nekudot of Sag. And they can go down there because they are only chasadim. Therefore, they don't awaken Nehiv Gilgalta to receive them in order to receive, or even to receive in order to bestow. Rather, they engage in bestowal only. And also Nehiv Gilgalta, when they don't want to receive the Lot of Chokhmah, they are in bestowal. And therefore, they can be together.
I understand what you're saying, but below Tabu it's always all the Malchut. Why is there this concept, vessels of Bina? It's always the Patsuf. thinking how it can bestow.
No, you're not right. If you want to go deeper into it, only the study of Ten Sfirot, and even there, it's written about in such a way that there are those who get it and those who don't. Try to see it there and read it there, and you'll see. I am explaining it simply, schematically, so it will be understood to people who just needed to know a bit more about the nature of the vessels, to some extent, because all the rest we attain from our actions.
Yes, Rav, thank you very much. The question is such, what's the difference between the way Nehi de Galgalta are being used and the way Nehi of Nekudot de Sag are being used?
Nehi of Galgalta is simply vessels of Galgalta, the will to receive that have a big screen over it, not to receive. Therefore, below the tab of Galgalta, we have a very small light of Chasadim. Because these vessels of Nehi of Galgalta, I'm showing them here, what do they say? We don't want to receive anything. We stay empty here. These are desires to receive that don't want to receive anything. Therefore, there's an illumination over it. Right here, from above, there's an illumination that expands from Tabor down to Siyum. A small illumination. It's also called the light of Chasadim. There are many types of light of Chasadim. Light of Chasadim is typically the filling that fills the will to receive who doesn't want to receive. Same here. The Nekudot of Sag that expanded down to Taba and started to get refined and they don't want to receive anything. So all the lights that come out during the refinement of the screen from Tabo to Pe, they can descend below the general Tabo and they also don't want to receive anything. And then they mingle with Nehi of Galgalta. And Nehi of Galgalta influences them with its coarseness of Dalet. But they fill Galgalta with the light of Chasadim. Coarseness level 4 causes a restriction, those vessels. It oversees all the desires to receive there and it restricts them that they're not to be used again. Therefore, the upper light, though, would expand down to the Malchut, the final Malchut. It rose up and restricted itself from expanding, except for the place of the middle of Tiferet called Parsa. Then the upper light from Ensof continues down to Parsa. And that's it. It cannot expand beyond that.
But Rav, Potsuf Galgalta performed a zivug over a full Potsuf. It incorporated with a view of level 4, hasn't it?
If you're so smart, I'll answer a bit more. Everything we learn that takes place in all these Potsufim has to go up to Ensof and start the couplings from Ensof all the way down. Therefore, when we have here the world of Nekudot of Sag, these are Shimot. How do they know how to go down, how to go up? Everything goes up through these Potsufim to Ensof. Galgalta is making a coupling and striking over these Rishimo from the Nekudot of Sag. They go up to Galgalta. Galgalta makes a Zivug, a coupling with the upper light. And first of all, Galgalta is restricted according to this new coupling. Then it passes it to Ab, then to Sag. And Sag also comes out restricted, meaning
Where does each and every action come to us? To those lower parts of him, on all the way to the bottom, because everything comes from Ein Sof. And Galgalta is like a Keter. It is the one who manages or oversees the expansion of the light, and she is the one to perform these actions first. So when we say that the light of Chassadim influences from Chabad Chagat of Nekudot of Sag on Galgalta, and Galgalta causes a restriction in the Tanhi of Nekudot of Sag, all this is happening in the action of Galgalta itself, not the way we draw it here with these arrows. First of all, the Roshimo go up to Ein Sof, Galgalta makes the Zivugim, then Ab, then Sag, and finally Nekudot of Sag.
So can we say Nehi de Galgalta is the potential, and Nehi of Nekudot of Sag is the implementation?
Both are in practice. So here, these are clothing over Galgalta. It's not exactly its actions. The second restriction, it clothes on in the second restriction. But here, in the Nekudot of Sag, the actions of the second restriction are entirely her own actions. Okay.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Rav, Boker Tov.
Rav, good morning. If I understand you correctly, we're only talking about Galgalta of Ein Sof, after which the first restriction starts filling itself with the lights, but in order to bestow. So, Ein Sof Galgalta, is that same Malchut Ein Sof with the screen of coarseness, Ab, Sag? That's it. All the time, it's only speaks about Galgalta of Ein Sof, and this way it corrects itself. And Parzuf Sag is the same Galgalta. Examining the second part of the Hap, in what way it can work with the vessels after the tabu. Is this correct? Excuse me.
This is 100% correct, truly. I'm very happy that that's what you're saying.
Tell us, please, does this help us advance this way we learn?
What advances?
This way of learning that we're like technicians banging a nail on the table.
You have to transfer it to your feelings.
What do you mean?
But we're learning it the way it's being taught in the wisdom of Kabbalah, without feelings.
Technically?
Didn't you see the books of the Kabbalists? They write about it mechanically, and that's it. And a person who reads these books already reads them according to how, to his impression.
How does this enter my feelings? How does this way we learn the clothes and my emotions?
According to how you can add what you're reading to your heart. You're listening to what Tzvika is saying? It's the same Tzvika from before. We don't have another one.
Right. So the way we learn, in the 10. So what intention should there be in such a lesson?
The intention should be for me to feel what I'm reading about. Let's hope that you would feel it, that you'll read it. Nekudot of Sag, second restriction. Lights go up, lights go down. Rishimon. That it will shake you up until you begin to be so impressed, until you have tears coming out.
So we don't feel it.
So you should want to feel it, then feel it. I can't even hear you.
Does this bring the feeling closer?
feeling, wanting to feel it?
Yes, and fix your mic. It's getting blocked.
Yeah, it's close to me.
Maybe that's also not good.
Let's
Coleman ask something.
A question from Yekaterinburg. Why did the place of the Zivuk change and the Pederosh has made in the place of Nikveh Naim?
That's the second restriction. Just try to imagine what's going on here. I have my will to receive. Use it or bestow to the Creator. From fourth phase 3, 2, 1, 0. And accordingly I can bestow to the Creator. If I bestow from degree 0, I'm called an embryo, Ubar. I'm with my will to receive in the Creator, but I can't feel Him. If I can bestow to Him from degree 1, I'm already called a child, a small one. Second degree, I'm already bigger. And from 3, already I'm a grown-up, and fourth degree, I'm already doing my last corrections. And that's what we see. So these degrees work with the light of chasadim. They don't have the power to receive in order to bestow with the light of chokhmah, to resemble the Creator with the light of chokhmah. Degree 0 is a baby. It's called an embryo, Ubao, just as he is inside his mother. Nothing depends on him, only annulment. Restriction. The first restriction, to some extent, it ascribes itself to the Creator. He smiles, he comes, he responds to something. It's like babies with us. And second degree is called a little one, a child, but it's all the way up to youth. Third degree, it's already when he can bestow as much as possible with all his might. This is called bestow in order to bestow the complete degree. And the fourth phase is to even receive in order to bestow. Zaken, it's called Zaken, old. Old meaning that he acquired wisdom. That's how we develop. These are the degrees of katnut, smallness, and these are the degrees of gedlut, adulthood. Question from Haifa. I heard there's no lot of chasadim without lot of chokhmah. How does it work that only the lot of chasadim remains? Rav, there's no light of chasadim and light of chokhmah. There's only the upper light. And we only discern between, distinguish between light of chasadim and chokhmah according to our vessels, our efforts. From the Creator, there's only one light. Without any changes or anything like that, we distinguish this light. We make various discernments in this light. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. This is all relative to those who receive.
Next.
A question from Petach Tikva. What is the difference between light above the Tabu and the light between the Tabu and the Parsa? Rav, from with the light of Ansof, we have the light that comes down to the Tabu. This is the light of Chokhmah. We can say, below the Tabo, not Parsa. This is mostly the Lalaf Chasadim.
Tabur, ve-mi Tabur ad ha-Siyum.
And from Tabo down to the Siyum.
Ad ha-Siyum. Yesh lanu shuv or chasadim or einor or.
We have again the light of chasadim or no lights whatsoever, a small illumination. It depends on what we're talking about. Either we're talking about the empty space or place that needs corrections. Where there are degrees of bina there, this already depends on what exists below the pasa, below the taboo.
What's the difference between the darkness below the pasa and the darkness in our world?
The darkness below the pasa is the darkness that is when you feel that it's dark. There's no light. No light is not the same as darkness. In our world, we don't feel the absence of the upper light. That's the difference.
What's the difference or the connection between the screen and the restrictions?
The connection between the screen and the restriction. A restriction is a restriction.
I
close myself. I don't want to be in contact with the upper light because I cannot use it correctly. I don't have the strength. That's restriction. A screen is when I can liken myself to the Creator by bestowing back to Him. This can be only above the restriction, meaning I make a restriction that's mandatory, there's no argument here, and above the restriction, aside from the restriction, I can also work with these lights to some extent, these pleasures, in order to associate them with the Creator and not with me. Although I really want to, according to my nature, the will to receive does not get refined, but I am willing to work with it only in order to bestow. And that's how we work with coarseness.
What is the degree of Zerampin and what is the degree of Zon and what's their role?
The degree of Zerampin, it depends on where we're talking about it. The degree of Zerampin is typically the degree of Aleph, of Yud, of coarseness, and it comes to the light of Chasadim, the illumination of Chochmah. And the degree of Malchut is coarseness level zero, or the other way around, according to the coarseness of the vessels could be level four. It depends on what we're talking about. But typically, if we're speaking about the degree, that's what you can say. We have Yesod.
Dargot.
And then we have degrees. How much the will to receive? How close can it be to the Creator?
No. Dargat. Dargat. Efes or Shoresh.
Degree of zero or Shoresh, one or Aleph, two or Bet, Gimel or three, and four or Dalet. So accordingly, when we come to these degrees, we call them Malchut, Zerampin, Bina,
Chochma,
Keter. That's it. Or in the parts of Fim. We say that it is
Ma,
Bon, Ma,
Chochma, Keter,
Bina, Chochma, Keter,
Sag, Ab, Galgalta.
Or Sag, Ab, Galgalta. It depends where. Of the worlds. So it would be Adam Kadmon, Atzilut,
Atzilut, Bria,
Bria,
Yetzira,
and Asiya. Depends on what we're talking about, but in general, these are all our names. But ultimately, we have only the Malchut, the world to receive, of the four phases of direct light. So we won't forget about it, the four phases of direct light. And after all, we have to correct it from the degree of coarseness zero down to degree of coarseness number four, so they'll all be in order to bestow to the Creator, just as the Creator wants us to bestow to Him. Nothing like that in all of creation.
Last question for now. Why are Nekudot de Sag affected so much from Galgalta? How can you bestow coarseness to a more refined Patsuf by nature?
Every Patsuf is the desire to receive. Desire to receive. If I have an opportunity to receive in order to bestow, or to bestow in order to bestow, in various ways, more than what I'm doing right now, then I'm ready to hear, to seek an advice to do something. Because for me, it becomes an opportunity to rise, to climb the degrees of sanctity even more. And this is how we make progress.
What screen should have been below the pasa so that there too it would be possible to receive the light in order to bestow? What's lacking there now?
A screen of the fourth phase.
What's the difference between that and what used to be in Galgalta?
It's exactly that same coarseness that Galgalta bestowed or influenced Nekudot of Sag with.
You
see? Four. This Malchut influenced this Bina. Coarseness of the fourth phase. That's why there was a restriction here. You ask, how can we receive light there?
Yes.
We need a screen over Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase. There will be the light of the end of correction. So what do we do in practice? Everything comes up from here, from the worlds of Bria, Itzira, and Asiya, and everything goes up to the world of Atzilut, and they get corrected in the world of Atzilut. All these vessels in Galgalta Ve'enayim, then they're lowered to the world of Briah, and then you have an addition of coarseness level 2, then to the world of Yetzira level 3, and to the level of Asiya, the degree of Malchut 4. In this way, we come to the end of correction, meaning first we correct these things in the world of Atzilut, in the incorporation with the upper one, then from the upper one, we bring them back down to their place. This is how it's called. The Parsa goes down, we correct those vessels in their place, not as they climb to the upper one.
Okay. Latin 7.
No, we have Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Podríamos decir que los masajim es donde se empieza a construir.
Can we say that the screens is the place where the Creator starts being to be built?
I don't get the question. What do you mean where the Creator is starting to be built?
When you explained there's a difference between the restriction and the screen, it seemed that this is the place of the interaction between the created being and the Creator. So according to the coarseness, that's the way the image of the Creator is created by the created being.
אני לא מבין בדיוק מה שאתה אומר.
I don't get you exactly. I can't arrange those things. Ask maybe tomorrow. What's up in Tel Aviv 4?
Thank you, Rav. Talking about Bina, its intention. It seems as if it played a trick in order to join Malchut.
There's no other choice, you're right. Keter, Chochma, Bina, these three Patsufim received as much as they could. What's left after that? The Anpin and Malchut. If they could receive properly, it would be the end of correction. But they can't. Even Galgalta can't receive below Tau. It has no screen. What can we do? Only Bina that can come down. Because it can be anywhere, it can add a screen to Malchut and to bring about the correction of Malchut. In what way? By mixing with the Malchut. Bina mingles with Malchut and it breaks itself together with Malchut, enter the Bina enters the will to receive, and by that the will to receive becomes more vicious. It can now use vessels of bestowal in order to receive even more than before, and this is where the klipot come into place, the shells. They have an opportunity to simply, seemingly bestow, but in order to receive. That's all the wickedness in our world. Where all those people, all those charlatans who jump on us, and through these seemingly good deeds, they take everything possible from us, they govern us, they confuse us, all those governments, all those managers. And then we invest everything we've got, the whole entire force of the Malchut, although they are running us from the corrupt degree of Bina. When Bina breaks down here and it works down below for the sake of Malchut. So it turns out that we come to a state where that those things that have to be there for the sake of correction, they work in the direction of corruption for the sake of the corrupted Bina. And this is called how they go swallows everything and then vomits it out. Malchut goes to Bina, and Bina is using Malchut in a vicious, cruel way, and Bina itself becomes more, even more cruel and vicious compared to Malchut. This is the matter of the klipa, the shell. But after Bina and Malchut intermingle in this way, the light begins to influence the degree of connection between them, their shattering, and then the vessels begin to be clarified in an opposite way. There's a recognition of evil in the connection between Malchut and Bina, and they begin to scrutinize the correct, or sort the correct vessels from their intermingling, and you see that they cannot use the klipa. Rather, it's using the will to bestow in order to receive, and in this way, we come to a state where only vessels of reception are left, and vessels of bestowal, and we use them in order to bestow correctly. This is called recognition or revelation of evil. And in what is it evil and bad? That's because we're able to discern the vessels of reception and see how they can be in order to bestow. We'll talk about it. You'll find better words than me for that. And for the time being, we're going to say goodbye until tomorrow. What else we have to say?
Today we have a broadcast at 10 until 10:30 news program with Dr. Michael Edman, and let's end with a song. Sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda sadi sadne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda together we grow light awakens our soul the sparkle of love flashes ego is turning to ashes In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda